请我们看启示录第三章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 3.
我们今天要看菲拉铁菲和老底家那两封的书信。
We shall read the letters to Philadelphia and Laodicea.
还是照我们过去的做法，我念一封，我的弟兄念一封。
And just like before, I shall read one letter and my brother shall read the other.
启示录第三章第七节。
Revelation chapter 3, verse 7.
你要写信给菲拉铁菲教会的使者说，那圣洁真直实拿着大卫的钥匙开了就没有人能关，关了就没有人能开的说，我知道你的行为，你略有一点力量，也曾遵守我的道，没有弃绝我的名。看啊，我在你面前给你一个敞开的门，是无人能关的。那撒旦一会的自称是犹太人，其实不是犹太人，乃是说谎话的。我要是他们来在你脚前下拜，也是他们知道我是已经爱你了。你既遵守我忍耐的道，我必在铺天下受试炼的时候保守你，免去你的试炼。我必快来，你要持守你所有的，免得有人夺去你的冠冕。得胜的我要叫他在我神殿中做柱子，他也必不再从那里出去。我又要将我神的名和我神城的名，这城就是从天上从神那里，从我神那里降下来的新耶路撒冷，并我的姓名都写在他上面。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。
And to the angel, this is verse 14. And to the angel of the assembly in Laodicea, write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, and thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were rather cold or hot. Thus, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I am about to spew you out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and am grown rich, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art the wretched, and the miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold refined by fire, and thou mayest be rich, and white garments that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of the nakedness may not be made manifest, and I myself to anoint thy eyes, that thou mayest see. I rebuke and discipline as many as I love. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and am knocking. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and sup with him, and he with me. He that overcomes, to him will I give to sit with me in my throne, as I also have overcome, and have sat down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the assemblies.
这七封的书信乃是使徒约翰在伯马海岛上从那一位升天的主所领受的。
These seven letters are what John received from the risen Lord on the Patmos Island.
就着历史来说，当时在第一世纪的末了，在亚细亚省有这个七个教会。
According to history, at that time in the province of Asia, there were these seven churches.
当我们的主行走在那七教会中的时候，
When our Lord was walking among these seven churches,
他发现他们的情形。
He discovered their condition.
他就照着他自己来写信给他们。
He wrote to them according to himself.
但是我们知道，就着预言的看法。
But we know that from the standpoint of prophecy,
这七封这七个教会是代表历世历代神的教会。
These seven churches represent the churches throughout the ages.
以弗所的教会是代表使徒末日的那个时候。
The Ephesus church represents the churches at the end of the apostolic time.
我们看见在那个时候起初的爱已经失落了。
We see at that time the first love was lost.
所以主在那里呼召他们要悔改要回头。
So the Lord called them to repent and to return.
因为我们的主就是爱。
Because our Lord is love.
如果没有爱的话一切都是虚空的虚空。
Without love, all things are but vanity of vanities.
唯有爱能满足他的心。
Only love can satisfy his heart.
除了爱之外其他的东西不能叫他喜乐。
Besides love, nothing else would please him.
使命达的教会在预言的看法上是代表第二世纪第三世纪受苦的教会。
Smyrna Church represents the suffering church in the second and third century from the standpoint of prophecy.
他们在苦难的中间主就吩咐他们要忠心一直到死。
In their tribulation, the Lord told them to be faithful unto death.
比加摩的教会是代表第四世纪到差不多第六世纪那个时候的情形。
The church at Pergamus represents the churches from the 4th century to the 6th century.
我们看见在那个时候在 外面说来有一个极大的改变。
At that time, outwardly, there was a big change.
这个信主的人从被逼迫的那个地位忽然变成被世界上欢迎的地位。
The believers were originally suppressed, but now they were welcomed by the world.
所以基督教从那个时候就变了质了。
So from that point, the Christianity has changed its nature.
在起初的时候，我们看见还有忠心的人像安提婆一样。
At the beginning, they were the faithful ones like Antipas.
但是因为他们向主忠心的缘故，他们就殉道了。
But because they were faithful to the Lord, they were martyred.
结果我们看见各种这个异端的教训啊，就慢慢的就进来了。
So then we saw that the heresies came into the church.
推亚推拉的教会从预言的眼光来看是代表第六世纪到十六世纪一直到今天那个教会的光景。
From a prophetic standpoint, the church at Thyatira represents the church from the 6th century to the 16th century and until now.
这个就是我们看见罗马天主教那个光景。
And this is the condition that we see in the Roman Catholic.
我们看见说神的那个单纯呢已经完全失落了。
We see the simplicity of God is completely lost.
我们看见人的复杂就来充满了在当时基督教的里面。
We see the complicity of man.Feels in the Christianity at the time.
那个时候人在那里谈到那一些的深奥的东西其实是撒旦深奥之理。
When people talked about mysterious things, they were actually talked about the depth of Satan.
并不是神的奥秘。
Those are not the mystery of God.
神的奥秘是像婴孩就显明出来的。
The mystery of God is plain to babies.
像聪明通达的人就隐藏起来。
It is closed to those who are wise.
如果人自以为是聪明的。
If one thinks that he is wise.
他有人的聪明的。
And he has his human wisdom.
他对于神的奥秘反而是不能看见。
And he could not see the mystery of God.
如果有人在神面前有一个婴孩的那一个心智。
If one has a mind, a heart of a baby.
能谦卑在主的面前。
But he can humble himself before God.
神的奥秘就要向他显现。
The mystery of God will be revealed to him.
所以主在那个时候是呼召我们要回到基督的单纯的里面去。
So the Lord called us into the simplicity of Christ.
撒地的教会就从预言的眼光是代表十六世纪那个开始的那个更正教或者说改教运动。
The church at Sardis represents from prophetic standpoint represents the churches starting from the 16th century, particularly the Reformed, the so-called Reformed Church.
因为在16世纪的时候，我们看见在欧洲有弟兄被逐兴起来做所谓改教的工作。
In the 16th century, there were brothers raised up in Europe for what we call Reformation.
在开始的时候，我们看见实在是神在那里向着这个推拉推拉教会的一个反应。
And at the beginning, it was indeed a reaction of God to the condition of Thyatira.
在那个时候，特别注意的是一本公开的圣经。
At that time, one particular thing was an open Bible.
因为过去圣经是被锁帘的。
Because in the past, the Bibles were chained.
并且圣经那个还是用那个古文的。
And the Bibles were written in the classical language.
所以各国的人平常的人都不懂的。
So the regular people could not understand it.
到了那个时候我们看见圣经就翻成各国的言语。
So at that time, the Bible was translated into various languages.
并且在神主宰的安排里头，那个印刷机啊，就在那个时候开始了。
And also in the sovereignty of God,The printing machine was invented.
因为过去圣经都是要用手抄的。
In the past, the Bible had to be copied by hand.
你用手抄啊，只能抄多少本。
And if you copy it by hand, you can only do this many.
并且那个价值非常的贵重。
It was very, very expensive.
所以一般的人根本也没有办法有圣经。
So the ordinary people could not afford it.
不懂拉丁文，不懂希腊文。
Not only they could not understand the Latin or the Greek,
或者希伯来文
or Hebrew,
并且他们也没有这个资格来得到一份圣经。
And also they were not qualified to have a Bible.
所以神的话就完全隐藏起来。
So the word of God was hidden.
但是感谢赞美神。
But we thank and praise God.
当改教运动开始的时候
，At the beginning of the Reformed.Movement.
里面一件最大的事情就是圣经就翻成本土的言语。
The one of the greatest thing was that the Bible was translated into the native language.
并且印刷机啊开始了，所以圣经可以大量的印。
So and also Bible could be printed in large quantities.
许多的人都能读圣经。
And many people now can read the Bible.
能从圣经里头来看什么是神的话。
And they can see what is the word of God from the Bible.
什么他们所听见的不是神的话。
And what they have heard was not the word of God.
因为过去他们无从来知道。
Because in the past they could not judge.
同时我们看见那个时候最紧要的一个真理就是因信称义。
Also, the very crucial truth was the justification by faith.
因为那个时候根本对于得救这个问题完全是不明白了。
Because at that time, what is being saved was not clear at all.
以为说人一定要积功积德才有希望。
And at that time, people thought that they had to get good works in order to be saved.
所以马丁路德这一般的人就起来说，我们是因信而成义的。
So Martin Luther and his companies rose up and say that we are saved by faith.
起初的时候可以说是活的。
At the beginning, it was alive.
但是过了不久，我们看见有名无实。
But before long, only the name remained, and the reality had lost.
今天我们看到更正教，就是Protestant 这个光景。
Today we see the condition of the Protestant.
那实在是像撒帝这封的书信里面的光景。
And it is like the condition written in the letter to Sardis.
我们变成虚假。
And we become false.
And 我们失去了那个在主面前的那个真诚。
That we have lost the sincerity before Lord.
所以主就呼召我们要回到他的真诚的里面去。
So our Lord called us to go back to his sincerity.
不要落在人的虚假里。
And do not fall into the hypocrisy of men.
今天我们要看最后两封的书信。
Today we want to look at the last two letters.
就着圣经的这个历史预言来看。
Again, according to the prophetic standpoint of
Bible, 我们可以说菲拉特菲的教会乃是十九世纪一个弟兄的运动。
We can say that the Philadelphia Church represents a brethren movement in the 19th century.
我们知道在十九世纪的时候，在地上有一个很大的运动。
We know that in the 19th century on earth there was a great movement.
我们在历史上就称它为弟兄运动。
In the history we call it the brethren movement.
但是你如果看普通的那个教会历史的话，
But if you read the ordinary church history,
就是那一个官方的教会历史的话，
which is the official church history,
根本你找不到这个弟兄运动的。
You cannot even find the brethren movement.
但是我们在事实上知道，在那个时候有一个极大的运动。
But we know, in fact, at that time there was a great movement.
开始的时候不过几个人。
At the beginning, it was only a few.
他们不愿意属于任何的宗派。
They were not willing to belong to any denomination.
他们愿意与神的众儿女有交通。
They wanted to have fellowship with all the brothers and sisters of God.
为着这个缘故，所有在宗派所有的宗派都拒绝他们。
And for this reason, all the denominations rejected them.
所以当初的时候就是几个人。
So at the beginning, there were only a few people.
在 Dublin 那个地方。
At Dublin.
在爱尔兰的 Dublin 的城里。
Dublin, Ireland.
他们有几个人在家里头就一同聚集摆饼来纪念主。
A few of them gathered at their house and they break the bread and they remember the Lord.
从那个时候开始，这个弟兄的运动就开始了。
From that point, the brethren movement started.
在他们中间呢，都是称为弟兄。
And they call themselves brothers.
当时有许多的人在他们中间有很高深的学问。
And many among them were very learned people.
有那个线头。
Oh, they have degrees.
并且在他们中间也有许多人乃是贵族的。
And some of them were noble people.
是 titled, 有他 titled.
They have their titles.
但是当他们聚集在一起的时候，这些东西通通放在外面。
But when they gathered together, none of these things came in.
他们彼此都是弟兄。
They were brothers among themselves.
他们学习弟兄相爱。
They loved the brethren's love.
所以那个时候二十年之久啊，已经从这个 Dublin 一直蔓延到欧洲各其他的地方去了。
So for 20 years, this movement moved from Dublin to Europe and to other places.
这个就是所谓弟兄的运动。
And this is the brethren's movement.
但是很可惜，过了二十年，他们中间就出了问题了。
But very regrettably, after 20 years, there were problems among them.
这个不是我今天要交通的东西。
And that's not the subject of my sharing today.
实在说了。
But in reality,
这个菲拉提菲呀，它不是十九世纪开始。
Philadelphia did not start in the 19th century.
你如果看教会历史的话，你看见说从第一世纪一直到二十世纪。
If you read the church history, you see from the first century until the 20th.
你还能在这里在那里看见弟兄相爱的光景。
You could see the condition of brethren of love among brothers here and there.
所以不过从预言的眼光来看，我们说是从十九世纪开始。
But from a prophetic standpoint, we say that this movement starts from the 19th century.
那么老底家的教会。
And the church at Laodicea.
从预言的眼光来看，就是指着我们这二十世纪的教会。
And it refers to the church at the 20th century from a prophetic standpoint.
尤其当我们的主快要来的时候。
In particular, when our Lord is about to return.
我们看见那种不冷不热的情形。
And we see the condition of neither hot nor cold.
那种自满自足的情形。
That we are satisfied amongst ourselves.
这个就是老底家的光景。
And this is the condition of Laodicea.
这个就是代表这个二十世纪的光景。
And this represents the condition existing in the 20th century.
但是 我们这一次在这里交通的。
But this time when we gather together and we share.
也不是根据历史来看七封的圣经。
We are not reading the seven churches, at least seven letters according to history.
也不是用预言来看这七封的书信。
And neither from the standpoint of prophecy.
我们是从属灵的情形来看这封七封。
And we want to read the seven letters.From the standpoint of spiritual condition.
所以你就看见说，虽然在这里有七封的书信。
So here you see, although we have seven letters,
并且每一封书信啊是写给一个教会的。
And each one was written specifically to a church.
但是每一封书信的末了都说圣灵向众教会所说的话。
But at the end of each letter, it says what the Spirit says.To the churches.
所以我们看见在历史历代教会。
So we see the churches throughout the ages.
你这七封书信里面的光景啊，你看见都有。
The conditions that described in these seven letters, they all prevail.
因此，圣灵向众教会所说的话。
Therefore, what the Spirit says to the church.
也是对我们今天说的。
Is what the Spirit says to us today.
他在以弗所教会说的话也是对我们说的。
What it says to the Ephesus church, he says to us.
他对斯美纳教会说的话也是对我们说的。
What he said to the Smyrna church, he says to us.
他在腓立比讲的话也是对我们说的。
What he said to Philadelphia, he says to us.
他对老底家讲的话也是对我们说的。
What he said to Laodicea, he says to us.
所以我们要听圣灵对众教会所说的话。
So we have to hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
凡有耳的就应当听。
He who has an ear, let him hear.
我们说，腓立比的教会和老底家的教会有非常相连的关系。
We say that there's a close relationship between the church at Philadelphia and also the church represented by Laodicea.
因为腓立比是弟兄相爱
，because Philadelphia means brotherly love，
而老底家是众人的意见
，Laodicea means the opinions of many。
所以老底家是从腓立比堕落而成功的
，so the Laodicea came to be because of the corruption。Of Philadelphia.
本来是腓立比
Originally, it was Philadelphia.
但是当腓立比堕落的时候
But when Philadelphia fell,
那个就是老底家
And that was Laodicea.
所以我们要把这两个东西放在一起来看
So we have to see these two things together.
我们先看腓立比
Let's look at Philadelphia first.
在七个教会的中间
Among the seven churches,
我们看见只有腓立比是教主心满意足的。
Only Philadelphia satisfies the heart of God.
主对腓立比说：“我是已经爱你了。”
The Lord said to Philadelphia, "I have already loved you."
这个教会主只有称赞，没有责备。
To this church, the Lord has only praised. The Lord did not rebuke.
因为当他来到这教会中的时候，他找到了他的心。
Because when he came to that church, he found himself.
他看见他自己在他们中间的地位。
He saw the position of himself among them.
他看见他自己的性格在那里彰显出来。
He saw his own character being manifested there.
他在那里看见他自己的荣耀能显现。
There he saw his own glory being expressed.
所以只有这个教会是叫我们主心里满足的。
So only this church satisfied.The heart of our Lord. Because the condition of this particular church is completely consistent with our Lord. And he wrote to the angel of the church at Philadelphia. Because these things said the holy, the true, he that has the key of David, he who opens and no one shall shut, and shuts and no one shall open.
这里他对腓立比教会启示他的意。
Here he reveals himself to the church in Philadelphia.
他是谁呢？
不信，他说是那圣洁。He is the holy， 那圣洁的。He is the holy one。当我们提到圣洁的时候
，When we talk about holiness，
特别在中文的里面
，and particularly in Chinese language，
英文只有 holy 一个字。
In English, there's only one word holy。
我们是圣洁两个字
，but in Chinese there is two words。There are two words。
Holy and clean。
Holy and clean。
所以在我们的观念里头
，in our concept，
什么叫做圣洁呢？
What is holy？
恐怕我们的观念呢，对那个洁好像这个观念重一点，
and,
对那个圣的观念呢反而淡。
And it seems that in our concept we have paid emphasis on cleanness, but we have lighter concept about holy。
但是我们知道圣的反面呢不是罪恶。
But we know the opposite of holiness is not sin。
所以这个圣的反面是什么？
What is the opposite of holiness?
圣的反面就是平常。
The opposite of holy is common。
罪的反面是公义。
The opposite of sin is righteousness。
或者说公义的反面是罪。
Or the opposite of righteousness is sin。
但是圣的反面就是平常。
But the opposite of holy is common。
当然我们这个所谓最近的行为啊也包括在里头的。
And also, of course, this includes our sanctified deeds。
但是那个主要的重点呢乃是执着那个性格。
But the emphasis talks about the character。
我们的神是圣的。
Our God is holy。
实在说来这个圣呢是一个名词。
Actually, holy is a noun. Holiness.
神就是圣。
God is holy.
他是不平常的。
He is not common.
他是不平凡的。
He is not usual.
他与众不同。
He is different from everybody else.
你没有办法用什么来与他相比的。
You cannot compare anything with him.
他是单独的。
He is unique.
He's
unique and there's none other.
他是至上的。
And he is the highest.
没有什么能与他平等的。
Nothing can be at the same level as he is.
这个就是我们的神。
This is our God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
今天在我们的观念里头对神是神的这个观念几乎没有。
Today, in our concept, we almost have lost the concept of the holiness of God.
不说我们的神是可亲可敬的神。
Yes, our Lord is somebody that we can draw near to, that we can love him.
但是我们不要忘记我们的神也是至圣的神。
But let's not forget that our God is also the most holy one.
尤其在我们在二十世纪的时候
particularly in the 20th century now
我们看见在一般神的儿女的中间
we see among God's children
有一种的光景
there is a condition
一面说来是好
on the one hand, good
但是一面说来实在是个极大的局限
on the other hand, it's really a shortcoming
你知道在我们上一代的基督徒
you know, the Christians, which is an older generation.
我们发现在他们身上有一种敬畏神的那一种的光景。
We saw a condition of fear to God.
不错，我们说他们那样的敬畏神。
And we say that they fear God so much.
可能他们对神的认识不够。
Maybe they haven't known God enough.
所以他们对神的观念就是说神是高高在上不可及的那位神
so their concept about God is so up so far away there
但是他们对神有敬畏的那个态度
but they have an attitude of fear and respect to God
到了我们这个时代
we come to our generation
感谢赞美神
we thank and praise God
我们开始看见说我们的神是爱我们的
we start to see that our God loves us
他是我们的父亲
and heis our Father.
我们的主是爱我们。
Our Lord loves us.
他是我们的长兄。
He is our big brother.
所以结果因着我们与他这样亲近的缘故。
And because we are so close to him.
我们就失去了一个敬畏那个态度。
We have have lost an attitude of fear and respect.
当我们来到他面前聚集的时候
，when we come gathering before him，
我们的脚可以放在桌子的上面。
We can put our foot on the table。
当我们祷告的时候
，when we pray，
我们说耶稣耶稣。
We can say Jesus Jesus。
没有称他为主耶稣。
And we didn't call him Lord Jesus。
一面说来是亲近是好。
On the one hand, we are very close to him。
好像我们扑扑主耶稣的肩膀，我的弟兄啊。
As we pat on the back of our Lord Jesus, we said, my brother.
但是另外一面来说
But on the other hand,
我们对于神是神的那个观念完全失落了
Our concept that God is holy has completely lost.
我们在神的面前失去了敬畏他的心
We have lost a heart of respect and fear before God.
因着这个缘故
For this reason,
我们的生活一起就放纵
And we have let our life loose
我们认为说无所谓
We think it doesn't matter
反正他神是爱
Because he is love
没有关系
It doesn't matter
就不会原谅我的
But the Lord will pardon me
所以在我们的生活上也放纵了
So we get loose in our own life
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我们要记得我们的神是圣的
We have to remember our God is holy.
你在读圣经的时候，你看见说
，When you read the Bible, you see
在天上
，in heaven
那些基督徒
，all the cherubim
他们昼夜不懈地在那里呼喊。
They cry out day and night.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉
！Holy, holy, holy！
万军的耶和华
，the Lord of hosts。
全地充满了他的荣耀
The whole earth is filled with his glory
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
我们的神是不可比言不可 compare
Our God is one that we cannot compare
他是圣的
Because he is holy
他是独一无二
He is unique
如果我们看见这个我们就能敬拜他
If we can see thisThen we can worship.
今天在教会中的这些大的缺陷，就是不懂什么叫做敬拜。
Today in the church there is a great shortcoming. We do not know what is worship.
我们如果要敬拜的话，我们必须要看见我们的神是哪个圣的。
If we want to worship, we have to see that our Lord is that holy one.
当在登在莲花山上的时候。
And on the Mount of Transfiguration,
我们看见彼得，他以为说，摩西和以利亚可以与主同等的。
Peter thought that Moses and Elijah could be compared with our Lord.
但是我们的神是极限的。
But God is a jealous God.
他说不。
He said no.
你如果要把摩西和以利亚与主放在一起的话
，If you want to put Moses and Elijah on the same level with the Lord,
神就把摩西以利亚挪去了。
God moved away Moses moved away Elijah
这是我的爱子
He said this is my beloved son
是我所喜悦的
In him I delighted
你们要听他
You shall hear him
因为他是那圣的
Because he is that holy one
他是那圣的
He is that holy one
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters
圣灵是圣的
The Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit
所以我们知道我们的主那是圣的
So we know that our Lord is holy
因为他是圣的
Because he is holy
所以他才把我们分别为圣
So he separated us to be holy
我们本来在这个世界的上面
So we were originally in the world
我们与世界是同流合污的
And we were mixed in the world
但是因为他是圣的
But because he is holy
他不但赦免了我们的罪
Not only he has forgiven our sins.
他不但洁净了我们。
Not only he has cleansed us.
他把我们分离出来。
He has separated us.
来归给他的子。
To come back to himself.
因为他是圣的。
Because he is holy.
所以他说你们也要圣。
So he said, you shall be holy.
你们不应当平常。
And you shall not be common.
你们不能与世界合流。
You cannot be mixed with the world.
你们不能掺杂。其他的东西
You cannot have other things mixed in you
你们不能把人与神放在一起
You cannot put man on the same level as God
你们要向着他全心全意的敬拜他
You have to worship him with whole heart, whole soul.
因为他是你的主。
Because he is your Lord.
他是你的神。
He is your God.
他是至圣者。
He is the most holy one.
我们只有俯伏敬拜。
We can only fall down before him.
我们只有在凡事上顺服他。
We can only be obedient to him in all things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在腓立比教会的教会里头，他们认识主。
In Philadelphia, they know God to be holy.
所以他们分离出来。
So they separate themselves.
他们完全降服在主里面。
They totally surrender before the Lord.
在他们的心眼中，只有主是神。
In their hearts, only the Lord is holy.
没有什么能与主平等。
Nothing else can be at the same level.
一切都在主的脚下。
All things are under the foot of the Lord.
所以主在腓立比的教会里找到了他。
So the Lord found himself in the Philadelphia church.
主在哪里说？
The Lord said,
我是那真神。
I am the truth.
我们的神是真神。
Our Lord is the true God.
主耶稣说，我就是真理。
The Lord Jesus said,I am the truth.
生命是真理的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of the truth.
我们在这里看见说什么叫做真理呢？
So here we see what is the truth.
真理不但是道理，是真的。
The truth is not only to say that this doctrine is real, is true.
真理在原文里头的意思就是实际。
The meaning of truth in the original language is reality.
实际。
Reality.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的神是唯一在宇宙中的那个属灵的实际。
Our God is the only spiritual reality in the universe.
我们的主就是那个属灵的实际。
Our Lord is that spiritual reality.
只有在圣灵的里面，我们能摸着那个实际。
Only in the Holy Spirit that we can touch that spiritual truth.
其他的一切都是虚假。
Not everything else is but false.
罗马书说，唯愿神，唯有神是真的，人都是虚假。
The letter to Romans says, only God is true and men are all false.
所罗门他写传道书的时候
When Solomon wrote an Ecclesiastic
他说虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空
He said vanity, vanity, all things are but vanity
什么是实际呢
What is the reality?
实际就是那个永远的
The reality is the eternal one
实际就是那一个不能衰退的
The reality is the one who doesn't fade away.
实际就是那个不能玷污的。
The reality is the one who is spotless.
实际是那个存到永永远远的。
The reality is the one who remains forever.
也永远不改变。
And will never change.
这个才是实际。
And that is the reality.
其他的东西都要过去。
All other things will pass away.
世界和世界上的东西都要过去。
The world and the things of the world will pass away.
因为它要过去是暂时的。
Because they are going to pass away, that is only transient.
所以不是实际。
So that is not the truth.
因为都被玷污了。
Because that also has spot.
所以不是实际。
So that was not the reality.
都要衰败的。
Because it is going to fade away.
所以都不是实际。
Because that.And then that's not the reality.
如果我们真正要抓住那个实际的话
if we want to lay hold on the reality,
我们只有来到神面前
We can only come before God.
因为他就是那个实际
Because he is that reality.
只有他能把这个实际给我们
Only he can give us the reality.
一切不是出于基督的
All things that are not from Christ.
他不是执着基督的道理说的
Not only talking about the doctrine of Christ
一切不是出于基督自己的
And anything which is not out of Christ himself
就是出于他的生命的
And which is from his life
都不是
Nothing is the reality. Anything which is not the result, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, it is not the reality. From the eyes of God, those are all false. Whatever is not from God, one day it cannot go back to God. Only what comes from God can go back to God. Only the things that are of Christ is able to go back to Christ.
They
can be united with Christ. As Eve was united to Adam. Because Eve was taken out from Adam. Only things that are come out of the Holy Spirit could go back to God. Dear brothers and sisters, our Lord is that spiritual truth, spiritual reality. So only when you touch Christ, and you can touch Christ in life and in the Spirit, then inside of you comes out the spiritual reality. All other things are just vanity of vanity. Brothers and sisters, every day we're trying to grab on something which is not there. When that day comes, you see, many things will be burned up by fire. What was the praise of man? What was the success in the eyes of man? That day, they could not go back to the Lord. But in the church at Philadelphia, the Lord found the spiritual reality. They despise all things which are out of Christ. They pursue Christ Himself. What they experience is Christ. What they know is not only the doctrine of Christ, but from the word of Christ, they enter into the living Christ. And that satisfies the heart of our Lord. The Lord says, He is the one who holds the key of David. And what He opens, nobody can close. What He closes, nobody can open. We know here David is again symbolic. Because David was the king. David represents the kingdom. David represents the throne.
He
represents authority. So here it says that our Lord has the key of David in His hand. Because the son of David is the Lord of David. He has the key of David. In another word, in his hand is the kingdom. Kingdom belongs to him. The kingdom of God belongs to him. He has the authority. He could open the door and let people come in. He can shut the door and man cannot come in. It is our Lord who tells us, how can we enter in the kingdom of heaven? If you read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, He tells us what kind of people can enter His kingdom. For these people, He shall open the door to heaven. In He says in Matthew, when you enter into the kingdom of heaven, you have to enter by violence.
只有那个强暴的人得着了。
Only the violent one can get it.
什么叫做强暴呢？
What does it mean by violent one?
今天我们听说强暴这两个字，就觉得这是不好的。
Today when we hear the word violence, we think this is no good.
但是这个字是综合性的。
But this is a neutral word.
看你怎么用法。
Depending on how you use it.
如果你对人强暴的话，这个不行。
If you are violent against a man, that's no good.
但是你对你自己强暴的话，这是新天国的条件。
But if you are violent against yourself, this is the condition for you to enter into the kingdom.
因为主说，人如果不舍己。
Because the Lord says, if one cannot deny himself.
你知道舍己就是对自己强暴。
You know, to deny yourself.Is to be violent to yourself.
啊，哪里有一个人不爱自己的？
Who doesn't love himself?
我们听说强暴这两个字，就觉得这是不好的。
Today we hear the word violence, we think this is no good.
但是这个字是综合性的。
But this is a neutral word.
看你怎么用法。
Depending on how you use it.
如果你对人强暴的话，这个不行。
If you are violent against a man, that's no good.
但是你对你自己强暴的话，这是新天国的条件。
But if you are violent against yourself, this is the condition for you to enter into the kingdom.
因为主说，人如果不舍己。
Because the Lord says, if one cannot deny himself.
你知道舍己就是对自己强暴。
You know, to deny yourself is to be violent to yourself.
啊，哪里有一个人不爱自己的？
Who doesn't love himself?
哪里有一个人不体贴顾念自己的？
Who is not mindful of himself?
但是你在哪里否认你的自己？
But if you deny yourself,
你否认你自己的意见。
You deny the opinion of yourself.
你否认你自己的主张。
You deny what you claim for yourself.
你否认你自己的喜好。
You deny what you like.
你否认你自己的这个 rights, 你这个权利。
You deny your own rights.
甚至你否认你自己的性命。
Even you deny your life.
凡是为着我的名主说是丧生命的。
So the Lord says, for my name, for my name's sake, if he who loses his life,
他要得到生命。
He shall have life.
这个就是强暴的意思。
And this is the meaning of violence here.Dear brothers and sisters,
主有这个钥匙。
The Lord has this key.
他已经把这个钥匙开了。
He has opened the door with his key.
他告诉我们说，
He said,
我们如果要进到天国里去的话，
If we want to enter into the kingdom of heaven,
我们要先求他的国和他的义。
We have to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness.
这样，他乐意把国赐给我。
Then he it pleases him to give the kingdom to us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们在这里看见，在腓立特教会的教会，
Here we see in a church in Philadelphia,
他们是一般的人，
the people there,
他们尊他们的主人为他们的大卫，
they exalt their Lord to be their David,
他们以他们的主为他们的王，
They take their Lord to be their king.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主来到地上是来做王。
Dear brothers and sisters, when our Lord comes to the earth, he comes to be king.
马太福音告诉我们说，他是生下来做王。
The book of Matthew says that he is born to be king.
我们今天是不是看见我们的主耶稣是我们的王？
So we see today, our Lord Jesus is our king.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们认识他是我们的主。
We know him to be our Savior.
但是你知道吗？
But do you know?
当我们承认他是我们救主的时候，
When we acknowledge him to be our Savior,
我们是中心。
We are the center.
他是来救我们。
He is the one who comes to save me.
只有当我们看见他是我们的王的时候，
Only when we see him to be our king,
这一个是叫他的，
Then he gets us.
今天我们是不是不在他的权柄？
And today do we submit under his authority?
今天我们是不是活在天国的里面？
Do we live today in the kingdom of heaven?
如果今天我们受天的管理的话，
If today we are ruled by heaven,
到了神的国降临到地上来的时候，我们才能争出一份。
When the kingdom of God comes down to earth, then we can be a member of it.
我们可以与我们的主一同掌权一千年。
Then we can reign with our Lord for 1,000 years.
所以在这里给我们看见，就是拿着大卫的钥匙。
So here we see our Lord has the key of David in his hand.
人能把地上的门关起来。
Men can close the door on earth.
能把会堂的门关起来。
They can close the door to the meeting hall.
当时那个犹太人他们的会堂。
The Jewish synagogue.
那本信主的人都从会堂里赶出去。
And they chase out those who believe in the Lord.
人可以把会堂的门关起来。
Men can close the door to the meeting hall.
但是主说，我开的没有人能关。
But the Lord says, what I open, nobody can close.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
你愿意进会堂的门呢？你愿意进天国的门？
Do you want to enter the door to the synagogue, or do you want to enter into the door to the heavenly kingdom?
在菲拉铁菲有一种的光景。
In Philadelphia, there was such a condition.
他们真是以基督为他们的王。
They exalt Christ to be their king.
让主在他们身上有完全的主权。
They let Christ to have authority on them.
因此国度。
Therefore, kingdom was given to them. In the Philadelphia church, they have brotherly love. Philadelphia means brotherly love. Dear brothers and sisters, but today we do not want to be brothers.
我们认为做弟兄这个味道不够。
And we think it is not tasty enough to be just a brother.
我们要做师父。
And we want to be teachers.
我们要做领袖。
We want to be leaders.
这样才好像能叫我们里面满足。
Then it seems to satisfy me.
就做我们的天然的事。
According to our natural condition.
我们不愿意。
We are not willing to be brothers.
我们总是盼望出人头地。
We always want to be ahead above others.
我们总是盼望我们能高高在上，大好士林。
We always want us to sit up high and command others.
不管我们是怎么样。
No matter what condition we are.
你知道主十二个门徒。
You know the Lord had. 12 disciples.
就说他们的出生来说。
According to their upbringing.
时代说来没有一个是高贵的。
And none was noble.
只有就说他们的职业来说。
According to their profession.
恐怕也没有什么高贵。
And probably none was too noble.
打鱼没有什么高贵。
Fishermen, not much.
做税吏能赚很多钱，但是被众人看轻。
And tax gatherer, he could gain much money, but people despised him.
就做他们的学问
but according to their knowledge,
好像都是无知的人，从来没有上过学的。
It seems they didn't go to school.
那就是说没有进过拉比学校的。
And they did not go to the rabbi school.
恐怕在十二个人中间最能干、最聪明的就是犹大。
And maybe among the 12, the most able and most smart was Judah.
所以实在说来，这十二个人是无名小卒。
So.We can say that all these 12 people were nobody.
但是他们中间不愿意做弟兄啊。
But they did not want to be brothers among themselves.
就说你们都是弟兄啊。
The Lord says you were brothers.
但是他们不愿意做弟兄啊。
But they are not willing to be brothers.
他们跟从主三年多之久啊。
They have followed the Lord for 3 years.
但是有一个功课一直学不会。
But one lesson they did not learn.
就是他们不要做弟兄。
Which they...We're not willing to be brothers.
他们总要做在弟兄中之上的那个。
And they all want to be the one who was above the other brothers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们也。
It's the same condition with us.
我们不甘心就是一个弟兄。
We are not willing to be just a brother.
或者说就是做弟兄的话也要做大弟兄。
And even we want to be brothers, we want to be that big brother.
那姊妹也在那。
And including the sisters.
Because 姊妹是女弟兄。
Because the sisters are female brothers.
从前有这样的一件真的事情哦。
There was this true story.
有一次你做听弟兄对一个弟兄说。
Once Brother Watchman Lee said to a brother,
你去通知弟兄们。
You go tell the brothers.
所以那个弟兄就问你弟兄。
So that brother asked Brother Lee,
你叫我通知男弟兄与女弟兄。
You want to notify them, the male brothers or female brothers.
他这个话很有道理。
And he was really quite reasonable.
因为我们都是弟兄。
Because we are all brothers.
因为我们里面的生命都是儿子的生命。
Because we all have the life of sons.
但是可惜我们不愿意做。
But regrettably, we are not willing to be just brothers.
我们也不愿意相爱。
And also, we are not willing to love each other.
我们盼望大家都爱我。
We want all to love me.
但是要我来爱的话，
But for me to love,
这个代价太大。
The price is too high.
我们不愿意相爱。
We are not willing to love one another.
就是我们天然来说，没有这件事。
According to our natural condition, we cannot find it.
我们说相爱相爱都是假的。
And we say love each other, this is all false.
我们天然里面都是要人爱我们。
In our nature, we want others to love us.
但是我们爱别人非常的明确。
So when we love others, when we want to love others, we are very stingy.
这不是我们天然不能做得到。
And this is not something we can do by our natural condition.
只有主的生命在我们里面。
Only when the life of the Lord is in us.
只有十字架的工作在我们的身上。
Only when the work of cross is on us.
叫我们愿意。
So that we are willing to be a brother.
也叫我们能彼此相爱。
And are willing to love each other.
你知道在保罗的经历里面。
You know in the experience of Paul.
本来他是扫罗。
He was Saul.
他是逼迫基督徒的。
He was persecuting the Christians.
在大马色的城里面。
In the city of Damascus.
他眼睛也瞎了。
He was blind.
他进食祷告。
And he was fasting and praying.
看见有一个人进来。
He saw a man coming in and laid hand on him, said, Brother Saul, brother.
这个事件中最美丽的音乐。
This is the most beautiful music in the world.
知道他教会的。
He knows that he was the enemy of the church.
但是竟然有一个人来。
But there's one coming in.
Laying
hand on him to be united with him. You are my brother. I am your brother. I do not know Paul thought that time. And sometimes kids call me a grandfather count. Maybe because of my white hair.
但是你知道，我最喜欢听见的就是讲弟兄。
But what I like to hear the most is brother count.
我记得我在香港的时候。
I remember when I was in Hong Kong.
有一个小孩。
There was a little boy.
他们不知道怎么叫。
They didn't. He didn't know how to call me.
我就告诉他们叫我讲弟兄。
And I said, call me brother count.
所以他们都叫我讲弟兄。
So they all call me brother count.
哎呀，这个名字实在。
And that name was truly sweet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
让我们
let us be brothers.
让我们不要不同意。
Let us not be enemies.
我们有一个父亲。
We have one father.
我们有一个生命。
We have one life.
我们有一位生命在。
We have the same life among us.
我们是信的这位。
We believe in the same Lord.
为什么我们不能够弟兄？
Why can't we be brothers?
为什么我们不能相爱？
Why can't we love each other?
有两句的圣经。
There were two verses in the Bible.
是宝贵的。
Precious.
约翰三章十一节。
John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世。
God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给。
And he gave his only begotten son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So whosoever shall believe him shall have eternal life, but not perish.
还有。
Another verse.
约翰一书三章。
First John, chapter 3, verse 16.
主爱我，为我死。
The Lord loved us and gave his life for us.
从此我们知道何为爱。
From then on, we know what is love.
你们也应当为弟兄。
So you shall lay down your life for your brother.
亲爱的弟兄。
Dear brothers and sisters,
什么地方你看见神的儿女肯做弟兄？
Wherever you see God's children willing to be brothers,
无论在哪里你看见弟兄们相爱。
Wherever when you find brothers love each other,
我们的心是满的。
The heart of our Lord is satisfied.
因为他在这一大年中间。
Because he sees among this group of people himself. If we love our brother, we serve our brother. If we love our brother, we lay down our life for our brother. Not because it is not what we do, it is Lord in us.So Philadelphia Church can satisfy the heart of the Lord. These years I have a very deep feeling in myself. In the church we talk about authority, authority, and authority. But we seldom see love. I often say that love is authority. Today the church fell for a reason. The reason is we are not willing to be brothers. We all are authority. We grab authority. We grab this is not the church. This is just a society. The church is love. The church is love among brothers. This is the character of Philadelphia. Another character of Philadelphia. The Lord said, you have a little power. You have just a little power. Dear brothers and sisters, and today we want a very powerful one. If we are just powerful, we can do great things.
换一句话说,
in another word,
在我们的观念里头就是大大大。
In our concept, it's big and big and big.
越大越好。
The bigger, the better.
越大越成功。
The better, the more successful.
但是这里告诉我们。
But here it tells us.
主说你越有信心。
The Lord said you have a little power.
你没有很大的能力。
You do not have great power.
你有一点能力。
You have a little power.
但是这一点的能力是出于神。
But that little power comes from God Himself. Today, in the church, many great powers are the result of souls, are the result of themselves. They all come out of man themselves.
成功大事
because he wants to establish big things for himself.
好像只有大才是成功
as only big things can be considered successful.
但是我们记得
but let's remember,
在撒迦利亚书第四章第十节里头是
in Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10,
你知道以色列的移民他回到耶路撒冷
when the remnants of Israel came back to Jerusalem,
他们重建圣殿
rebuilt the temple.
但是他们的人数有限。
But they do not have many people.
因为大部分的人不回来。
Because most of them won't come back.
他们手里的钱财有限。
And they only have limited money.
They only have limited material. When they were building the church, the more they see, the more they were discouraged.
他们说,就是我们把它盖起来,怎么能与所我们的圣殿来相比?
They say, even when we build this temple, how can this temple be compared with that of Solomon?
所以神的话领导他们说,
the word of God came to them.
你们不要轻看这小事。
Do not despise the day of the small things.
弟兄姊妹,今天我们是小事。
Today, we are the day of small things. The Lord called His church a little flock. Luke chapter 12. It's small, little. When our Lord was on earth, He was humble. You could not hear His voice on the street. The church on earth is like a little mustard seed. But today, we want big things. In order to make it big, and we bring something other than the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit, into this. The Lord says, do not despise the day of the small things. This is my personal feeling. And I believe before the Lord returns, you cannot see on earth such big things. I'm talking about the spiritual things. The Lord has the hidden ones all over the place. And they pray with a pure heart. Man cannot see them. The world doesn't know them. Even the religious world does not know them. But they are there facing the Lord. And they have just a little power. And that little power is the one that destroyed the kingdom of Satan. The Lord said to Zechariah, do not despise the day of small things. And the one who has seven eyes, and that refers to the eye of the Lord. And when he saw the weight and the line on the measuring line on the Zerubbabel, his heart was satisfied. His heart was satisfied. And that satisfied the heart of the Lord. In another word, reality. Reality cannot be too big. Falsehood can be very big. But what the Lord wants is the reality. That little thing is out of His power. And that can satisfy His heart. Not by power. Nor by might. But by the Spirit of the Lord. Of course, there are other characters of the Philadelphia Church. And they kept the word of the Lord. And the word of the Lord here is the word of patience. You see how much patience our Lord has toward us.
When he was on earth, he was rejected. But he prayed to the Father, he said, Father, forgive them. Today he is on the throne. He has authority, he has power. But men on earth, they despise him. And he did not send down thunder. He has patience. Dear brothers and sisters, today, those who keep the word of the Lord, those who pursue spiritual authority, they have to endure on earth. Because they shall be despised. They shall be considered as narrow. And you will be persecuted. But dear brothers and sisters, today is the day to keep the word of endurance. He who endures to the end shall be saved. They have not denied the name of the Lord. They consider the name of the Lord to be precious. They surrender themselves into the name of the Lord. They surrender, they prostrate under the name of the Lord. It's not only just to proclaim His name. And truly prostrate under the name of the Lord. These people, the Lord was exalted among them. The Lord is exalted among them. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Philadelphia. No matter where, no matter when, particularly in this age, if we brothers can love each other, if we can pursue spiritual reality and not the outward bigness and to do great things, we only want to follow our Lord with humility and walk on the path of the cross. Dear brothers and sisters, this is Philadelphia. This is known by God. But before long, Philadelphia turned into Laodicea. Laodicea is the corruption of the Philadelphia. And originally it was brotherly love. Now they don't want to be brothers anymore. They become just individuals. And then his man comes out. When you talk about brothers, the Lord comes out. When you talk about individuals, man comes out. And everyone comes out. It's I, and I. When I comes out, my opinions comes out too. You know what represents a person the most is his opinion. The one which is the hardest to deal with is opinion. If your opinion is dealt with, then your man is dealt with. You just try it. So then you see the condition is completely different. From brotherly love into the opinions of many. What's their condition? They say, we are rich. And we have wealth. And we have everything. We lack nothing. Dear brothers and sisters,
贫穷、可怜、吃剩、下贱。
Their real condition is they are poor, they're pitiful, they are naked, they are blind.
菲拉铁菲是代表树林的诗。
Philadelphia represents spiritual reality.
老地家是代表中。
Laodicea represents obsession.
这些的人中迷了。
These people were obsessed.
中迷到一个地步，他们不认识他们的情形。
They were obsessed to an extent they did not see their own condition.
他们对他们自己的光景所看见的，与在神面前那个实际完全。
What they see the condition in themselves is totally opposite to what their real condition before God.
但是他们还在那里认为自己了不起。
But they still consider themselves to be great.
这一个叫做中迷。
And this is obsession.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当你碰到一个中迷的人的时候，
When you meet an obsessed man,
那真是没有办法。
And it's very difficult.
因为什么呢？
Why?
因为他自己以为样样都有啊。
Because he thinks he has everything.
一样都不缺。
He lacks nothing.
那么像这样的人你怎么办呢？
So what can you do with such a man?
为什么他们进到这个光景？
How can they fall into such condition?
因为他们骄傲。
Because of their pride.
所谓树林骄傲。
The so-called spiritual pride.
意思就是说他们骄傲他们的树林，
because they were proud of their spirituality.
一面来说也不能说他们内容可怕。
On the one hand, you cannot say that they have nothing to be boast of.
因为他们过去有菲拉铁菲，
because they in the past had the experience of Philadelphia.
但是那里的经历应当叫我们更谦卑。
But those experiences should bring us into humility.
如果你把那些的经历来高举你自己了，
If you use these experiences to exalt yourself,
这个就是作迷了。
And this is obsession.
他们一作迷呀。
When they were obsessed,
那么。
Then there's no way out.
叫啊，你知道骄傲是哪里？
You know where pride comes from? Pride.
骄傲。
Pride comes from self.
己从哪里？
Where does self come from?
己。
Self comes from Satan.
当时的天使长把自己变成撒旦，真是骄傲。
At that time, when the archangel turned himself to be Satan because of pride.
所以今天在每一个己的里面都带着骄傲。
So today, in every self, there is this nature of pride.
有的人骄傲他自己。
Some are proud of the knowledge in the world.
但是最没有办法就是骄傲。
But the most difficult is the one who is proud of his own spiritual.
因为在人看来，一个人这样着迷了，好像。
Because according to man, when one is so obsessed, it seems to be no way out.
但是主为我爱。
But because the Lord loves the Laodicea.
他还在那里劝。
He still advised them.
他说你看不见。
He said, you cannot see.
但是我看。
But I see.
我劝。
I advise you.
我劝。
I advise you.
我劝你买金子。
I advise you to buy gold.
火炼的金子。
Refined by fire.
叫你真正富足。
So that you can be truly rich.
他们的富足。
They're rich.
他们说我们有金子。
They say we have gold.
我们有真理。
That we have the truth.
所有的真理都在我们这里。
We have all the truth in us.
所有的教训都在我们这里。
All the teachings are here.
在全世界别的地方你根本听不到什么东西。
And in other places in the world, you cannot hear anything. Because we have the goat. But brothers and sisters, this goat is a false goat. It's not the real goat. It was the creed, it was the doctrine, it was the rule. It was the dead letters. You laid hold on the dead letters. Dig into the word. As to say that we are the canonical ones. That we kept the word of the Lord. This is how Pharisees work. Inside there was no living faith. Was no fellowship with that living Lord. And the so-called creed is only objective things. They're all just a hearsay. They do not have the subjective fellowship with the Lord. This living faith has to be tried. You have to pay a price. They are not willing to pay the price. They think they have inherited from their upper generation, now it belongs to them. But dear brothers and sisters, this is obsession. If we want to pursue spiritual reality, we have to pay the price. If you do not pay the price, you cannot have the gold refined by fire. The Lord says, you shall buy the white garment to put on, to cover your nakedness. They are like Adam and Eve. They cover themselves with the fig leaf. But when the Lord came, and they said, we were naked. Dear brothers and sisters, by their own righteousness, thinking they are better than anybody else. But before God, they are naked. Only the Lord is our righteousness. And there's nothing for us to be proud of. We are the first among sinners. We are saved by grace. That He put on Christ as our righteousness. So that Christ become our righteousness. So the life of Christ is constituted in us. It becomes the righteousness of the saints. You know, the bride is put on the fine linen, the garment of fine linen. And this is her garment for the wedding. What is that fine linen garment? And that is the righteousness of the saints. What is the righteousness of the saints? It is not the right things that you have done according to your natural things. But the life of Christ in you has taken away the unrighteousness in you, so that you become a righteous man before God. Before God, God says, you are right. And this is the garment for the wedding. And you cannot go to the wedding naked. You have to put on that white garment.
And that was cleansed by the blood of the Lord. It expresses the character of the Lord. It was constituted by the Lord in you. It is embroidered by the Holy Spirit in you. Then you can join the wedding. So you have to buy this. You have to pay the price. The Lord said you have to buy the eye salve to anoint your eyes so that you can see. When you are obsessed, you are blind. You know, obsession has to do with the mind. And in your mind, you are obsessed. And you cannot turn around. And you have this concept. And because of your obsession, eyes are blind. Cannot see. When other people see you from the side, they are clear. But you are not clear. So the Lord said you have to buy the eye salve to anoint your eyes. You have to hear what the Spirit says to the churches. You know you have to pay a price to listen to the word of the Spirit to the churches. In the end time, the man's ears get itchy. He wants to listen to what he likes to listen. Doesn't want to pay the price. But you have to pay a price in order to hear the word of the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like the eye cell. It has to anoint our eyes so that we can see. But sometimes, even if you entreat, it's not used, it's in vain. So the Lord said, who I love, I shall discipline, I shall rebuke. Dear brothers and sisters, when one is obsessed, even if you advise and treat, it's useless. So what the proverb says, so you have to use a stick to strike on a foolish child so that he can wake up. And he is not able. So he is not awake. So when you use the stick, then he awakes. Dear brothers and sisters, here today we see that the stick of the Lord is striking every place. We thank God the Son is awake. But many have not awakened. The Lord said, repent. You have to lay down your previous concepts. What is to repent? To repent is to change the mind. That there is a change in your mind. Originally, you have this concept. Thinking you have lacked nothing. You despise others. Now you see that you have nothing. Everyone is better than I. If you humble yourself before the Lord, you humble yourself before your brother. Dear brothers, the Lord said, I shall come. You know the Lord is at the door. Your obsession has rejected the Lord outside of your door.
但是当你悔改的时候,
But when you repent,
主要进来,
the Lord shall come in
与你坐席,
to sup with you,
与你交谈,
to fellowship with you.
亲爱的弟兄们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
一个罪人,
one who is obsessed
已经失去了主的交谈,
has lost the fellowship with the Lord.
失去了,
has lost the Lord.
他抓住那些主以外的,
He got hold of these things which are outside of the Lord.
但是已经把主关在,
But he had closed the door on the Lord.
但是当我们醒过来的时候,
But when we became awake,
主要进来,
the Lord shall come in,
要跟你交谈,
shall sup with you.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
最宝贝,
the most precious thing
就是主的交谈,
is the presence of the Lord.
最宝贝,
the most precious thing
就是主的交谈,
is the fellowship of the Lord.
有主的,
It is enough to have the Lord.
让他们去得着一切。
Let them have everything.
让我们得着。
Let us have the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄们,
Dear brothers and sisters,
主在这里。
The Lord is here. He is calling us.
叫我们不要走。
For us not to be obsessed.
要回到属灵的世界。
To return, we have to return to the spiritual reality.
The Lord.
他抓住那些主以外的。
He got hold of these things which are outside of the Lord.
但是已经把主关在门外。
But he had closed the door on the Lord.
但是当我们醒过来的时候。
But when we became awake,
主要进来。
The Lord shall come in.
要与你交谈。
Shall sup with you.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
最宝贝。
The most precious thing.
就是主的同在。
Is the presence of the Lord.
最宝贝。
The most precious thing.
就是主的交谈。
Is the fellowship of the Lord.
有主。
It is enough to have the Lord.
让他们去得着一切。
Let them have everything.
让我们得着主。
Let us have the Lord.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
主在这里。
The Lord is here.
他呼喊。
He is calling us.
叫我们不要走。
For us not to be obsessed.
要回到属灵的世界。
To return, we have to return to the spiritual reality.
换一句话说。
In another word.
当主在教会中行走。
When the Lord is walking in the churches,
他所寻找的就是他的自己。
What he is looking for is himself.
如果他能找到自己的话,
If he can find himself,
他心里就欢喜。
His heart is satisfied.
如果他找不到的话,
If he cannot find himself,
有一天,
One day,
这个灯台要离去,
The lampstand shall be taken away. May the Lord have mercy on us. Let's bow down and pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you. Because you truly have loved us. You loved the church and gave yourself for the church. You're so patient, you're so tolerant.
你何等有怜悯，何等有恩典。
You have so much great mercy and loving kindness.
我们赞美感谢你，因为你的灵还在那里呼喊。
We thank you and praise you because your spirit is still calling.
你呼喊我们回转。
The calling for us to return.
回到你的里面。
To return to yourself.
因为你是我们的生命，你是我们的道路。
Because you are our life, you are our way.
你是我们的一切。
You are all to me.
我们的主，我们感谢赞美你，给我们这次有机会在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you and praise you that this time we can gather before you.
一同来追求你。
That we can pursue you together.
你说寻求的就得着。
And you say seek and she shall find.
所以我们的主啊。
So Lord.
我们就是这样把自己放在你的手里。
We lay ourselves in your hand.
带领我们。
Lead us.
走前面的道路。
To walk the way before us.
好叫我们能坦然。来见你的面
so that we can see you with boldness.
愿你在地上
And may you on earth
能得着一般的人
to obtain a group of people
是倾心爱你的人
that love you with a pure heart
是自私忠心的人
that faithful unto death
是跟从你到底的人
to follow you to the end.
Oh, 我们的主啊
Oh, our Lord.
我们赞美感谢你
We praise you, we thank you.
我们知道你的灵在地上工作
We know your Holy Spirit is working on earth.
你必定要得着你所要得着
You shall have what you want.
你的荣耀必定要充满全地。
Your glory shall fill the whole earth.
我们敬拜你。
We worship you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.